I apologize in advance for my voice. This weather change has got me feeling sick. Happens to me every year. Having a hard time this morning putting together my thoughts. Normally, I come across a topic like we're going to talk about this morning and the ideas are flowing like Eminem flowed at the Rap Olympics. It's been a bit more difficult for me this morning. I don't know if I have the flu. I just know my brain, it is not functioning at its usual 100% capacity. Not complaining though, not complaining about it. I love this fall weather. Woke up this morning, it was 55 degrees. But let's go ahead and get into this. We have got a good one for you this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Behind the Line proudly presents to you another exciting episode of The Woke Turning on the Woke. Ooh, these stubborn people. They always learn this lesson the hard way. You think you're exempt because you chant Black Lives Matter? You think you're exempt because you display your fake outrage over abortion? You think because you supply cardboard housing to woke welfare recipients in the WNBA dump, it makes you untouchable? I have been saying this for 2 years, but maybe I haven't made myself clear. Perhaps they didn't hear me because of the cucumber stuck in their ear. I know members, certain members of the woke media. I know you guys watch this channel. I see you. I'm going to say this for you again. Take the cucumber out of your ear. Tell Bob to put his bikini back on. If you're Dwayne Wade and you're watching, tell your husband Gabe to stop talking about your son's makeup for a moment so you can hear this. Because I get tired of repeating myself. Are you ready? There is no loyalty in the woke movement. None. None. I don't care if you're the owner of Woke Willie's, home of the Wanker Spanker Convention. I don't care if you're Brigadier General Shay Shay Sharp, leader of the Woke Army. I don't care if you're Pastor Jalen Rose of Woke United Methodist. None of it matters. All of you are running on borrowed time. Eventually, you will unknowingly violate the woke commandments and experience rough cucumber insertion without the benefit of Preparation H. It's happening right now as we speak to Malika Andrews. Now, I have seen a couple of conservative media pundits on Twitter come to the defense of Malika Andrews this week, saying what's happening to her is unfair, it's wrong, it's bigotry, they feel sorry for her. And look, they're not wrong. I'll show you guys some examples of what I'm talking about here in just a second. But I don't feel sorry for Malika Andrews. Are you kidding me? I feel sympathy for Sage Steele when the same thing happens to her. I don't feel bad for Malika Andrews. You set yourself up for this. You tied yourself to this movement. You worship the woke oak tree. You started Repair the Tear, a business dedicated to fixing broken bongos. When the inevitable happens and your fellow shitfucks turn on you, you get no sympathy from this guy. Malika Andrews is being brutalized on what they call Black Twitter. The reason being, she has been highly critical of Ime Udoka, and her defense of the woman involved in this scandal is the main reason she's getting criticized. Malika Andrews, she's all about girl power. Women should never be held accountable for their actions. It's always the man's fault. Now, I'm not going to sit here and replay the clips that I shared with you guys last week, but I am going to show a couple of other clips that got Malika Andrews temporarily banned from attending services at Woke United Methodist. The shitfucks, they have revoked what they like to call her black card over the combination of the videos from last week and the couple I'm about to show you. Watch for yourself.
We get that. His punishment, he deserved that, and whatever else follows, I hate it for him, but he put himself in this position. But why are the other people getting left off the hook? Well, that's the Kendrick, problem that I Kendrick, have right now. Kendrick, everybody got to be held accountable.
I think that we need to circle back to what Chiney said, is that there was a investigation that was conducted by an independent law firm here. And without, I think that transparency is what will rule the day here. And so without having all of the information, it is unfair and irresponsible of us to go and to speculate on that, because what we have to...
Well, I'm not speculating. Sure. I have the information. I'm not speculating.
But what we have to go...
X, and Woj, you reported that Joe Mazzulla will be the interim head coach here. You can see his resume on your screen. He's been a Celtics assistant coach the last three seasons after spending the previous three seasons at Fairmount State. And he played for West Virginia between 2006 and 2011, and now could become the NBA's youngest head coach at 34 years old. And we'd be remiss not to also mention that Mazzulla was arrested twice at West Virginia, once in 2008 for underage drinking and aggravated assault. He pled guilty, paid a fine, and then again in 2009 for domestic battery after an incident at Morgantown Bar. The domestic battery case never went to trial. It was settled in August of 2009. He paid a $100 fine and court costs, plus had to do 40 hours of community service. Now, that was 13 years ago. He settled and paid both fines. So, Woj, why are the Celtics choosing him as their next head coach?
First of all, that last clip I just played for you guys, that is the reason Malika Andrews has absolutely no business covering the NBA. That was some of the worst journalism I've ever seen. I would be remiss if I didn't tell my dwindling audience that Joe Mazzulla was arrested when he was in college. He was charged with drinking booze instead of squeezing Don's lemons for lemonade. This should automatically disqualify him for being a head coach in the NBA. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? It is hard to defend Malika Andrews from being a man-hater when she's constantly proving otherwise. Why is this woman covering the NBA? Why? The last I checked, the NBA, full of dudes, toxic masculinity. Malika Andrews, she's more qualified to cover the WNBA. That league is filled with the types of men she prefers. I can kind of understand why the shitfucks are accusing her of being a man-hater. What I don't understand, where I get confused, is why this is a violation of the woke commandments. Last I checked, shitfucks hate what they call cisgender men. They like men like Bikini Bob. They prefer dudes like Leah Thomas, Rachel Levine. But straight Sam, heterosexual Harry, cisgender Chris, those men are no bueno. The only way this fake outrage would make sense is if Ime Udoka was banging a white woman. As of this point, though, the woman involved is still unknown. I find it ironic that the same people who constantly accuse us normal people of mythical racism, they are the same people that point to race anytime they disagree with someone. Every day here on the channel, I point out hypocrisy and propaganda in the mainstream media, but I never attack people on a personal level. Sure, we make jokes about the butt bongo, we make jokes about woke you, woke United Methodist, but you guys are smart enough to separate the satire from the factual information. We go after people and attack their ideas, their ideology, their commentary. Shitfucks are not capable of doing that. They always have to make it personal. I'm going to show you several examples of what I'm talking about. Check it out for yourself. Malika Andrews is guilty of sleeping with white birthing persons. We spent our time and resources propping this former sister up on Twitter. We need to have our own media. What? Your own media? Clearly, this shitfuck is both blind and illiterate. 90% of the mainstream media qualifies for disability. They have trouble sitting down because of all the butt bongo. Repair the tear? Repair the tear can only do so much. Sometimes the cucumber causes irreversible damage. Check this out. According to this shitfuck who identifies as Black Dads Matter, I guess black women don't matter to this birthing person, only black men. But anyway, according to BDM, Malika Andrews isn't qualified to talk about Ime Udoka because she's half white. It's always about race. Always, always, always about race. I'm going to show these other examples as I continue bloviating. You'll see one here in just a second from a biologist-confirmed woman named Blair Channing Ray, who said Malika Andrews lost all credibility with her. Only problem is, no one gives a fuck about Blair Channing Ray. I spent about 30 minutes this morning browsing through Twitter reactions to Malika Andrews. Every single instance where her race was mentioned, it was mentioned by an African American. Now, I don't want to sit here and defend Malika Andrews, but What is happening to her is wrong. Who cares if she's dating a white dude? Who cares if she's mixed race or biracial? That doesn't disqualify her from giving her opinion on Ime Udoka. She should be disqualified because she sucks at her job. Her race, her personal life, it shouldn't be brought into it. That has nothing to do with it. There's plenty of other things you can criticize Malika Andrews for without having to make it personal. When I was reading through all these reactions this morning, it got me to thinking about something. It was one of the rare instances this morning where my flu-covered brain produced a clear thought. There is this notion promoted by the mainstream media, and many people in the black community, they bought into it. There's this false narrative that white people, mainly white dudes, are the biggest threat to the black community. The evil white man is holding us down. Anytime we make a mistake, the evil white man tears us down. They cannot stand to see a black man succeed. This could not be further from the truth. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are some white people who are guilty of this. But even still, they are not your biggest problem. You want to know what the biggest problem is in the black community? The black community. You guys are your own worst enemy sometimes. How dare this white man say this? This dude is a mythical racist. No, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you what the mainstream media refuses to tell you because they're using you. Malika Andrews, she is not being personally attacked right now by white people on Twitter. Don't take my word for it. Go search Twitter and see it for yourself. White people don't accuse Stephen A. Smith of being an Uncle Tom. We don't criticize Shannon Sharp because he prefers to date white women. We don't call them sellouts when they move out of the hood into a gated community. Who's killing young black men in the streets? If you listen to the mainstream media, it's the cops or it's guys that look like me. But I'm not a threat to you, and if you're being honest with yourself, you know it's true. The other day, I stumbled across an interview with Kevin Gates. He was being interviewed by DJ Academics, another black dude who is constantly ridiculed and attacked by his own people. Kevin Gates is a rapper. He's a black dude. Now, I don't know anything about him. I've never listened to his music. If he's like most of these modern day rappers, his music probably is trash, but I don't know. Never heard it. Rap music used to be great. I saw that Coolio died this morning. I wasn't a big fan of Coolio's music overall, but the dude was responsible for making one of the classic, Gangster's Paradise. That song is timeless, never gets old. The music they make today, forgotten in 3 months. It's garbage. But anyway, back to Kevin Gates. He's being interviewed by Academics. Kevin Gates has always refused to endorse the Black Lives Matter movement. Academics, he asked him, you know, why do you refuse to endorse BLM? Kevin Gates, he said something to the effect of, white people have never bothered me. White people have never held me back. Anytime I have ever had a problem, it's come from within our own community. They call me a sellout. Why would I support Black Lives Matter? We kill each other all day. We tear each other down all day. White people ain't the problem. We're the problem. That's what Kevin Gates said. Instead of people listening to him, what do? They attack him, further proving his point. They do the same thing to Brandon Tatum. Anytime a black dude speaks the truth, they are criticized by their own people. It doesn't make any sense. The media has sold your community on this false notion, this lie that you guys are victims. Victims of your circumstances, victims of your childhood, victims because you're black in America. It's a fucking lie. It's a myth. They sell you on this mentality to keep you down because they know you will never get ahead with a victim mentality. It's not possible. But what the hell do I know? I'm not qualified to talk about this, right? Well, let me know what you guys think. The woke movement turns on Malika Andrews. I have a lot of black dudes in my audience. You guys email me all the time, comment all the time. You guys tell me. What is the biggest problem facing the black community? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.